Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. Well, back in the late 50s and 60s, there was a place here in Jessamine County that a lot of people from around here remember, and a lot of people don't realize we had. It was the Animal Forest Zoo. And this wasn't just a little petting zoo. This was a full size with lions and tigers and elephant zoo. And it was located right here in Jessamine County. Well, one of its curators' name was Buddy Carter, and he is with us today to talk about the zoo and what he remembers of its history. We'll do that right after this word from the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday morning as we continue to learn more about people, places, and things of our county. Today, we're going to talk about a place not been in business for a while, but when it was very popular. On the Facebook page, You Grew Up in Jessamine County, it has been the subject of many discussions, and a lot of people remember this place. A lot of people growing up think, wasn't it there? They can't remember quite, but then their memory is jolted. And it was a zoo, if you will. I'm sure there's a better name for it, that was down around Camp Nelson. So today we're going to talk to Ray Carter. He kind of was the keeper of the zoo, if you will. He may have had a better title than that, but we're going to talk to him about the history of that and his experiences and how he enjoyed working in that business. Good morning and welcome. Glad you're here.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
You was in this industry quite a few years ago. You told me before we started it had been a long time.
Well, it's been about 50 years ago, a little bit.
Well, before we talk about that place, let's talk about you. Let's talk about you and your family. Kind of give people an idea of who you are. Now, tell us who your parents were, where they were from. Were they from always from here, and who you married, things like that?
My parents were from here, Jess Carter and Zella, and he worked on a tower line in Illinois, near Indiana, and I was born in Shelbyville, Indiana, November 29, 1927.
You got a big birthday coming up here in a little while, don't you?
Yeah.
Big 90.
But when I was just a few weeks old, while they moved back to Kentucky, we were from here to begin with, yeah.
Okay. What was your mom's maiden name?
Peel.
So she kenned all the Peels that's around everywhere here.
The old saying was, you run for office, if you're a Peel, you're automatically elected because there's so many of them.
So many of them.
Yeah.
Kind of like crabgrass. It's everywhere, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. So you got the Peels and we got the Carters, and they get together. Now, were you an only child? You have brothers and sisters?
No. I had three sisters older than me and four younger than me.
Sisters? Or brothers?
No, I had one brother.
Okay.
And seven sisters.
Wow. Two boys. You have my sympathy,
sir. See, I was 13 when my brother was born. He was a baby.
Oh, my goodness. So there's quite an age difference between the oldest and the youngest.
I never did have a brother because I was, at 13, I was already kind of looking at the girls. You know?
Well,
I didn't have time for a little old baby.
And I would say your daddy probably had you out working a little bit on the farm, too,
at
that time.
Yeah, I did farm work. Yeah.
So eight of you kids and two, or nine, I guess,
nine,
two boys and girls. Okay, so you grow up. What school did you go to here in the county?
Little Hickman. Yep.
Did you go on after that?
No, that was it.
Now, that was a one-room school.
No, two.
Was it two rooms? Two.
Yeah, it was a brick school, and all the rest of the schools were
wood frame.
So frame you were school, yeah.
Yeah, Little Hickman was kind of ahead of its time.
Oh, it is up in High Cotton, yeah.
Well, at some point in time, you get a little older, and somebody must have caught your eye. What was her name?
Marjorie Canner.
Yeah, and she was a canner.
Yeah.
Now, for those people out there that listen to our program that are from here, and we have a lot of people listen to us that are from here, but they live in other states. They've moved away. Let's connect that in a little bit. Now, she was a canner. She was a sister to A.G. and Ruth, who later married John Nickel, and the older brother, Ed.
A.G.
A.G. and younger, Edwin. Is it Edwin? Edmund, that's right.
We married May the 1st, 1948, and she passed away May the 15th of 2013.
Okay, long time.
65 years.
Wow, 15 days. 65. Do you remember how you met?
Well, I grew up, now I'm going to be honest with you. I grew up in Little Hickman.
Yeah.
And people in Little Hickman was kind of uppity up, a little more than we were.
Yeah.
And I always went down in the lower part, down Cream Ridge, they called it, Sugar Creek.
Yeah.
And that's where I ran around with guys down there with my friends.
Yeah.
And that's where I met Marjorie.
Wow.
Harry Brooks was a real good friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy Brunner, jailer here for
years.
He was a brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And that's where all my friends were. I grew up.
So you've got some pretty strong, thick connections to Jessamine County and a lot of the older members as far as names are concerned. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah, I forgot a lot of them. But all my old friends have all passed away. I'm about the only one left,
yeah.
I guess.
And you've seen a lot of changes in this county.
You wouldn't believe.
A lot of changes. All right, so at some point in time, you guys get married. And you decide to have a family. So tell me about your kids. Let's brag about them and how many grandkids you got and all that stuff. We may have to count. Tell us about your children first.
Well, we married, like I said, May 1st, 1948. And we lived with my aunt and uncle in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved on 5th Street in a basement apartment with the sewer lines and everything in the ceiling. And
yeah.
A concrete shower. But, man, we was out to ourselves. I mean, he was a mansion to us.
Of course. Here in town. 5th Street here.
No, it was in Lexington.
Oh, in Lexington. Okay.
Yeah. 5th and Broadway.
Yeah. Well, you were right downtown, weren't you?
Yeah. And I worked at Lexington Tenton Out.
Oh, yeah?
I worked there quite a while. And then I'd get tired of working one place. I'd get me a job somewhere else. And I worked about every place twice. And I guess the most interesting job I had was driving a Lexington Yellow Cab a couple of years.
Really?
Cab driving in the zoo, I guess, was the two jobs I liked the most.
Well, and in a lot of regards, you probably had to deal with animals in both jobs.
Yeah, well,
kind of a lot of the same.
Cab driving, you meet so many different people,
right.
and you learn a lot. You wouldn't believe you learn.
Oh, I bet.
And
you hear some stories.
Kind of like the zoo, you learn about animals.
You learn a lot. Well, when did these kids come along?
And in 1950, August 30th, was Cindy. Cynthia Ray is
right.
Her name. Cindy come along.
Right.
And then July the 29th of 53, Jerry come along.
All right, so that people will know, your daughter Cindy's married to Ron Dale Shear, one of the Shear boys. There was a bunch of them with Jim and Dan Young and that bunch. And then, Cindy, you have three kids. You've got two boys and a girl, is that right? Or two girls and a boy. And kind of like me, two girls and a boy. And the boys are a whole lot easier to raise, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
What about Jerry over here? Tell us about his family. You want to do that, Jerry? You want him to do that?
Well, I don't understand you.
What's his family? Tell us about his wife and kids.
Oh, Jerry's married to Debbie Stocker, Dan Stocker.
Yeah.
And he's got two daughters, Lisa and Jessica.
Right. And they're pretty good girls. I'm glad they take after the grandfather on this side rather than one on their mama's side, because he's kind of a rough fella.
See, the fella asked me one day, lived next door to Cindy, how much sleep I lost over him, you know?
Yeah.
I said, I never lost a minute, second sleep over either one of them.
Yeah.
Because when I found out Cindy was dating Ronald Dale, I knew the Shears.
Yeah.
Because my daddy's sister was married to his uncle.
Oh, yeah?
Martin Shear. And I knew they was a good family, and I knew they worked hard, and I was just satisfied with it.
And they did, a good family.
And then Jerry, her family was the same way.
Well, other than Dan. We have to put that caveat, and you don't have to say a word, Jerry, because he's your father-in-law, but I can say it.
I can say this, that I know there's good daughter-in-laws and good son-in-laws.
Yeah.
But mine may not have been the best, but there weren't. I know there's more as good, but they're up there with the best.
You're lucky. Now, we got 5 grandchildren, is that right? 5 grandchildren? How many great-grandchildren are there? How many grandchildren you got, Cindy?
2, 3, 7? 5.
No, 7 total between the two of you. Is there any others that would go on down the line yet? Are we not to that point?
No.
Okay. So you got a pretty good-sized family.
I got great-grandchildren with driver's license. But I always kind of pat myself on the back, you know. If you have good in-laws, you got to be a good in-law.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Nobody
You're
else
right.
does. That's why I do it myself.
Well, you got this family, and before they go out on their own and have their own children, you've got to raise. And as you said earlier, you had different jobs.
Yeah.
You worked for the cab company and the awning company. How did the zoo come about? How in the world did we find that?
Well, about everywhere I worked twice.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I did a pretty good job, but it wasn't really hard.
That's right.
And we worked down on had a farm down on Sugar Creek Pike, Overstreet Farm, and I just kind of got tired of farming, and Marge, my wife Marge, and Cindy was working at the zoo. Mm-hmm. And a couple of ladies down there, also friends of ours, was working at the zoo. And Doug come over to the house visiting and was talking, and his curator then was going to Vietnam, going to service. Mm-hmm. So I just thought I'd take his place, and Doug knew a little bit about animals, you know, and I just started working over there. So, and then when I quit farming and started working at the zoo, Cindy and Marge was working there, and I asked him about Jerry working. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know now about father and son are working, and his dad the boss. I said, Doug, I'll promise you he'll work. And so he tried it. And I guess Jerry worked harder than anybody there, because I put him in charge of the children's zoo.
Yeah.
And I'd go through there, and he'd be sitting there playing with some kind of little animal, you know. Mm-hmm. And I get up and I start raking. And I kept him busy.
Well, now,
the rest of them are loafing.
Let me make sure. Did your wife and daughter work there before you did?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so kind of as a summer job they did.
Yeah.
Who's Doug? Tell us who that is.
Doug McMeekin. He was the owner's son, Robert McMeekin.
Okay, and that name for some reason is kind of familiar. How would I know them?
Well, his dad was an architect. And
okay.
He owned the zoo, but Doug more or less ran it.
Yeah. Had it been around for a while before you started with them?
Oh, yeah. It was there in the 50s.
Really?
57, I think.
And do you know, you may not know, do you know why it started down there? Is there any, do you have any idea?
No, but it was one of the largest bird collections, I think, anywhere.
Yeah.
I did find that out. And I learned a lot about animals. You can train a wild animal, but you can't tame them.
Mm-hmm.
Wild instinct is always there, and you think, you know, you see people with lions, and you think, oh, they're just little babies, but they're not. They're just trained. They're still wild.
So that people will know, in case they're not from here, take us down 27 and kind of tell us where this would be. If we're going down 27 toward Garrett County, folks. I'm right now sitting in front of the Camp Nelson National Cemetery. Now, if I was on the phone with you, how would I find the zoo?
Well, if you was at the Camp Nelson Cemetery, mm-hmm. and you're standing facing 27, mm-hmm. it would be to your right, approximately half a mile or less.
Mm-hmm.
It was 4 miles from Nicholasville on the right.
Now, you can still see some remnants from the road now, can't you?
Right where the distillery warehouse is there, all that field right there, I used to mow with a tractor.
Yeah.
And it's just nothing but a thicket now, just nothing but forest.
Now, how long were you there?
2 years, I think.
Yeah. How long was the zoo there?
From 57 to 60...
I believe it's 69.
69, you think?
69, yeah.
Yeah. What was the wildest animal they had? You know, a lot of people, when they hear this program, they're going to think, a zoo in Jessamine County, and they're probably going to think that all you had is pigs and goats. But you had real zoo animals, right?
The wildest animal, I guess, was a jaguar. Now, the lions, Bobo and Julie, male and female lion. Now, when I'd go in to wash her cage, I would put her inside, because the female is the aggressor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And always had my hose washing down, and if Bobo walked by, it might rub him, but if he looked kind of funny, well, you just sprinkle a little water, and he's gone. They didn't like water at all.
Really?
So that would take care of that. But now, one year, we'd kill baby goats and slaughter them and feed them that fresh meat.
Mm-hmm.
And to prove my point about the wildness, although you could go in there and rub them, you know, or talk to them and whatever, but you go by there with that fresh meat and that smell, and they'd go crazy.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
They were back out in the plains of Africa.
That's right.
So did you have a wide arrangement of all these animals? Now, you've mentioned lions, you've mentioned jaguars. What other kinds of things?
Had puma.
Really?
Bears.
Yeah.
Gibbon apes, Bengal tigers.
Wow.
They had whatever you think about, they just about had it.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the birds. One of the biggest, you said probably one of the biggest birds. I guess just all kinds. And it seems like I have seen a snippet of a video online that it seems like I remember seeing a peacock or something walking around and different things.
Mm-hmm.
I know that up in Cincinnati, you see a lot of that when you walk around. Was it kind of like that down there where it's kind of interactive with some of these things?
Yeah, we had a little Jeep and we pulled cars behind.
Uh-huh.
And take the school children on a ride back through the forest, and they had a rock wall built back there where you could look over at the river, Palisades. I would have my little talk and my little speech. I'd tell them, and I'd ask them, which way you think the river runs? Well, some of them would say up, point up, some would point down. You know? And one day I looked down, and this little boy was leaning over on that rock wall, and right below him, probably 2 foot, was a copperhead snake.
Oh.
And
that wasn't one of the exhibits.
No.
It was just there.
It became one. I got him by the shoulder, and I said, if you come right up here and look, you can see a whole lot better.
Yeah.
And then I went back down there, and I just jerked him and grabbed him right behind his head, you know, and took him over and put him in a reptile house.
Wow.
I learned
a lot. Is that how you caught a lot of these animals?
Well, I'd caught a copy of cow sucker snake that caught him before, you know, and it bit me on the thumb. Of course, I knew it wasn't poisonous.
Right.
But then I learned at the zoo, when you, like a boa constrictor, about 8 feet long, I guess, I used to handle, you know. But if you let a snake crawl in your hand and don't restrict him, he thinks he's getting away and probably won't bite you anyway soon. But if you restrict him, he'll bite you.
Yeah.
I learned that right quick.
So you had kind of all the sections that you would normally think. You had your big cats. You just mentioned the reptiles, the birds. Did you have anything as big as elephants or giraffes?
I had a baby elephant.
You did?
I trained a baby elephant that we went to Cincinnati and got.
Wow.
And then we got the first plane ride I ever took was in a little Cessna plane. Doug asked me to go with him and the pilot to Louisville to get a baby lion.
You didn't bring it back on the plane.
Yeah, just a baby lion.
Okay.
I kept it there at the house, take it to zoo in the daytime, and I'd bring it home at night, and you'd piddle it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell people what piddling is. You think you're just piddling around doing nothing.
Well, most times.
Well, what you do, you take that baby lion, and you put it over your forearm.
Yeah.
Straddle it, and then you run a little water on his rectum, you know, on your finger, and you rub him to make him go to the bathroom.
Oh.
That's the way a cow does. You know,
yeah,
you've
okay.
seen cows lick their babies, you know, on different animals. That's what that is.
And you had to do all that. That's things that people don't realize.
That, huh?
It's like most jobs. Most jobs, when you mention whatever it is, people kind of think they know what you do, but they don't really know what you do. And it's just like in this. You know, most people just think, well, all they do is they clean out the stall and they give them food. That's it. But now you're taking these animals home to try to get them prepared for this life.
Yeah. But then we had gibbon apes.
Yeah.
And they're okay till they mate, and then they get mean.
Mm.
And these two down there, they had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And the canine unit in Lexington brought a suit down there for me to put on, and I went in and got the baby away from her because it'll hold on to her breast, and in the cage she eventually killed it probably.
Oh, one of those big thick suits like the dogs practice attack on.
Yeah, canines usually.
And you had to wear one of those.
Yeah. And got the baby out.
Yeah.
And then Russell Mueller McQuarrie, she was another lady that worked down there. She took care of that. His name was Betsy. And she would take it home and bathe it, take a diaper just like you would a child. And she did the baby gibbon ape, and I did the baby lion.
That's Gary Burdine's mother.
Gary Burdine's mother. Mildred.
Mildred.
Yeah, well, you said
Mildred, yeah.
Didn't even recognize. Yeah, she's McQuarrie. Mildred. But, oh, and that was, she worked there, too.
Yes, and her mom, Christine.
Oh, yeah.
And Margaret Short.
Yeah.
She's another Goody Short.
Yeah.
Maybe you knew some
sure
of them.
Knew Goody.
Their mother worked there.
Wow.
That's the ladies I was talking about working there. The Banjo, the little gibbon ape that we had as a pet, it was given to the zoo by some people. It was black with a white face, and it was named Banjo.
Yeah.
And I would take that little ape with me. Everywhere I'd go, he'd sit down in the truck and look around just like a child, and I'd get out and lead it, you know. Now, I always had a leash on it just in case.
Right.
And I think it was Gateway Grocery used to be in Lexington.
Yeah.
We'd go up there and get thrown away vegetables and stuff.
Yeah, to feed them.
And they'd get a kick out of watching that little gibbon ape, you know.
You know, I've got a couple of friends, they ride with me, people think there's monkeys in my car. So I can understand that. I just don't have to leash them.
There's one more thing. Bill Adams and Liz, who's state trooper, like I told you, they were real good friends of ours. And I think the ball team was the Cubs. And Bill had a convertible. And we was going to be in the parade.
Oh.
And we put a sign on the side of his car, don't monkey with the Cubs.
Yeah.
And then there was that give and eat sitting up in there just like a human being, you know, don't muck at me.
That's funny.
I thought that was pretty cute. I imagine he got more attention than
I'd say it did. I'd say it did. Now, you mentioned Jerry was kind of over the children's zoo. Is that right? Pull that thing over there to you there, Vince. Was this what I would think a children's zoo would be, and you had animals I guess the kids could pet and things like that?
Yeah, we had the ducks and geese, all the baby goats and lambs, guinea pigs,
yeah,
hamsters, all that stuff.
Did you ever think in your days that you would have that on your resume?
No. I was 13, just looking for, you know,
you
jobs,
were looking for work,
make a little money. I worked there two summers,
and that would have been a good job for a teenage kid.
Yeah,
starting out
job, yeah.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed it.
What did Sis do when she said she worked there some summers? Did same kind of thing.
Cindy worked in the gift shop and the snack bar.
Yeah. And they had all, see, I remember it vaguely, because when it closed, what did you say, 69?
I think it was 60. I think it might have closed in 68, and then
yeah. See, I was only
took about a year to get
seven
there.
Or 8 years old, so I was really young. I kind of vaguely remember, but I don't remember it enough to remember. You know, you talking gift shop and snack bar and all that. I mean, this folks, this was not a 2-bit thing. This was a major outfit. Yeah, Cindy's here and was talking about the school kids made field trips out of it, and it would have been. I mean, this was something, and I guess from all of Central Kentucky, this was a big doings down there. Did you ever think, when you were 13 years old and that baby brother come along, that someday you could put zookeeper on your resume? I mean, that has to be.
No, I never did think. Doug, I'll be honest with you, I've been blessed. I didn't have much school education, but I've been blessed to have God-given common sense.
And that's important.
Is it more important than a good education,
yes,
to be honest with you? Cause,
yeah.
My wife used to tell me all the time, I'd talk about her being smart. She was a lab technician at the VA out on Easttown Pike. And she'd say, "Buddy, don't ever say that again. I've never seen you want to do something you couldn't do."
Yeah.
So don't ever talk about being dumb. But, you know,
that's
just the way I always was. And people, in my days, everybody didn't go to high school back then.
Well, there's a lot of people nowadays that we all could name that could benefit from some good common sense much more than the book sense they have. How eventually did the zoo end? Did they just decide they didn't want to do anymore?
Lexington was talking about wanting to take it over.
Yeah.
And I can't remember some of the commissioners or whoever it was. Two or three of them didn't want it, and they was very much against it. And anyway, they wound up selling it. Now, the Louisville Zoo got the baby elephant and the Bobo and Julie, the male-female lion.
Mm-hmm.
And Trogimbo Zoo down in Carolina, somewhere, I forgot where, they got the deer and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And the others, I don't know where they went. But Marge and me went to Louisville Zoo, and they had a moat around where the elephant was. And Julie, the lions were Bobo and Julie, and the baby elephant named Judy. And we were standing there, and that elephant standing over there, and I hollered, "Judy!" right loud, and boy, she looked up and come over there.
Really?
And just stood there.
Wow.
And it'd been maybe a couple of years, I don't know. Then we ran down where the lions were, and Bobo was laying there sleeping, you know, and I hollered, "Bobo!" And boy, he jumped up
he
and
came.
Looked, and he knew his name, and that the elephant. See, I trained the elephant. What they did, they had the animal trainer at Cincinnati Zoo came down, I think, about 3 weekends and showed me, helped me train. I trained the horse to count, add and subtract, and yes and no, and to bow down and all that stuff. And I trained the baby elephant to skip and do the Watusi, we called it. And, and then I trained the gibbon ape to ride her. Now, getting back to the gibbon apes, when I can't remember the parents' name, but the baby, or Betsy. Well, in the wintertime, we had this house we put up beside the cage, insulated, and a door that raised up and down, and we slipped the food in there to them. And went in to put the food in. I raised that door up, and when I slipped the food in, well, the male grabbed that door and raised it up, and here he comes.
Oh.
And I've still got a scar on my leg. He grabbed my leg.
Really?
Pretty good long teeth.
Yeah.
And Bill Adams was a state trooper here then, and I called him, and he come down. He didn't use a cruiser, just come down. He lived out there close.
Yeah.
and took me to the doctor, Dr. M.L. Dean.
Oh, yeah.
And he stitched it up and put a drain hose in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason he put the drain in it, he said a human bite and a monkey bite is the most dangerous bite you can get, more bacteria in it.
Yeah.
So I've still got a scar from that, but that was the only scar I got down there.
Well, that ain't bad for all those animals.
No.
Especially when you're going around picking up copperhead snakes and things
I've done that. That's a fact. It's the truth. And, people, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me about over the years, you know, what you've done. And I tell them I've done everything from tried to ride a bull to wrestle alligators.
And yet you have.
And I have. I tried to ride a bull down there one day. And I went on one side and off the other side of the bull, but I tried.
Well, I tell you, there's not a lot of people in our county especially that can say that they worked and ran a zoo. And it's a special memory that a lot of people have.
I've done about everything. I've seen a lot, like you said, a lot of changes. And I've had a lot of good times. Marge and me wouldn't save much money, but we traveled and we traveled up in Canada, and we took a cruise to the Bahamas. We've been to Florida, January, February, March for about 12, 14 years, and we just, you know, we got by and didn't owe nobody anything, have everything paid for, and I always thought, if you don't enjoy your money, there's no use in having it. Might as well be old with newspapers if it's stowed away somewhere.
Well, it sounds to me, by the way you talk, that you probably wouldn't change much if you had a chance.
I wouldn't take most of my life for four times what it costs.
Yeah, right. And that's good. That's a good way to have. It's a good feeling to have, isn't it?
I've enjoyed my life. I've had a good life compared to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And good people around me.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to come in and remind us of this. This is a small part of Jessamyn County history that a lot of people don't know existed. Some of people that's been around for a while might, but some of our newer people have no idea that we ever had anything like the zoo in our county. Well, Mr. Carter, thank you for coming in. Our time is up. It goes quick when we start. It goes by.
I've enjoyed talking with you.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. Told you. Part of the zoo, not.
That's okay. We appreciate the memories.
There've been some close shaves and so on. And,
But thank you, and happy birthday coming up.
Well,
90 years old.
If I make it, a few more.
You'll make it. No telling how much longer you've got. You look like you're pretty spry to me.
I don't know. Well, I do all right for an old man.
Thank you again.
All right, you're welcome.
My thanks to Buddy Carter for coming in. It was a blast talking to him about the zoo that used to be here in Jessamyn County. And I appreciate you coming in also. We'll do it again next Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Hey, I'm also on the air every weekday morning from 6 until 8. Get your morning started off. Hope you'll tune me in right here. Jess FM 105.9.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamyn County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville, and they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here, still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamyn County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.